Hello, hello. 4ZZZ crew has a big honor today. We are here with a great local talent, Liam Bryant.
Hello.
Hey Liam, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, we are so excited because you're actually launching your single this Friday at Foundry.
That is right. Yes, this is single number 2 from our debut album. And actually, this is my first time on radio. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And your band is called Liam Bryant and the Handsome Devils.
That is right. Yes. Yes. So we not only look good, but we hopefully sound good as well.
Oh, wow. I hope all the girls heard that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see on Friday night.
So you are all going to play together?
Yeah, I actually don't do a lot of solo original gigs. I prefer to play with the boys once you are here. The songs transform with the full band. It's hard to go back. But here I am. I'll be doing a solo performance today. So.
And the song is called Conflict.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit more about the song.
Yeah, so this song was written in a time of uncertainty for myself. I guess you could liken it to that moment in Zoolander where Derek Zoolander wonders who he is. Is he a merman? You know, looking at yourself in a puddle, asking these questions. I think that sums up this song quite well. And yeah, I've enjoyed playing this one it was great to kind of bring this to life in the studio with the Handsome Devils as well.
And you're a singer-songwriter.
That's right, yeah.
So did you write that song?
I did, yeah. It's actually quite an old song. So 8 years ago, I believe, it was probably written. So it's a fine wine now.
And you composed the music?
Yeah. I kind of build most of my songs with a bunch of chords or a melody perhaps on acoustic guitar, and then I like to kind of bring in other sounds with the band to flesh it out.
So is that how your inspiration comes to you? The music comes first, and
normally,
how does it all start?
Yeah, it's normally either a melody in my head or a short progression, which if I'm close to a guitar or a recorder, I try and hum that kind of tune to then work on later, or yeah, just a feeling that might come at a certain time. And definitely, yeah, for me, most songs build from the chords or the notes that I kind of am drawn to at the time, and then everything builds on top of that.
Are the lyrics connected to the emotions as well, your personal emotions and the
yeah,
music?
Yeah, I mean, this particular song, I'm possibly not as emo as this song may represent anymore, which is good. You know, we all go through those emotional times. But yeah, I mean, on occasion, I guess you still relate to this. You're always a bit unsure what you're doing in your life. And so I think that's really what this song is about.
So it's time to hear the conflict.
Okay, here it is. The clouds hide the moon tonight. Oh, my eyes provide the only light. Trapped inside a vague domain. Oh, isolated and caught in the rain. Doubt stains the skies tonight. Oh, morose winds try to put out the candlelight. An ambiguous mind, melancholic state. Trying to escape because I know my fate. I am waiting for, I am hoping for a definite direction. Thank you. like an alien in the crowd tonight. Trying to merge only in flames, I blind. A beautiful rose can inflict great pain. Remove the thorns or the conflicts remain. I am waiting for, I am hoping for a definite direction. I am wishing for, I am longing for an unwavering connection. I am waiting for, I am hoping for you, waiting for you. That was the husky edition, thanks to my flu, but it still felt okay.
Oh, we can't tell. We can't tell. It doesn't sound like And for all listeners who can't actually see Liam, he's standing, playing the guitar and tapping.
Oh, yes, I've got my foot percussion here, Stompy and Tamby, the acoustic stomp box and the foot tambourine.
Multi-talented, multi-skilled.
I tried to, you know... build the sound as much as possible.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
You play with your heart.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful, so honest.
Thank you. Yeah. It's always hard to put your honest feelings on paper or in a song for everyone to hear and see, but feels good. It's quite therapeutic afterwards to get it out.
Musicians do it through their voice and through music.
Yeah.
I'm not a musician, but I can feel it. And when I feel the song, I know it comes
it's
from
real,
the heart.
All the feels.
Yes. And are there any plans for you guys to do album or EP by the end of this year?
Well, we'll probably see another single come from our current debut album, which is it's been out for a year now, and we've got demos for album number two actually written, but we want to kind of give our debut album as much of a go as possible, and before we move on from there, it's always best to kind of showcase as much as you can from what you've previously done.
Definitely.
But it's always exciting working on new material as well.
Any concerts around Queensland, Brisbane?
Yeah, well, we're after this show, we're then looking to do our first tour in September, October. So that will be exciting.
Australian tour? Or?
Yeah, East Coast. And we'll have the film clip for this song, Conflict, ready in time for that tour, which we'll use to hopefully get some people along.
How exciting.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So have you got a Facebook page?
We do.
Our 4ZZZ listeners would like to find you on Facebook and find your band?
Yeah, Liam Bryant and the Handsome Devils. I think we're the only band with that name, which is good, so very easy to find.
Yeah, true. Are you guys on SoundCloud or have
we
you got
are.
Your website?
That's right. So liambryant.com.au is the website. That's the easiest place to go because all the links are on there. So, you know, your SoundCloud and your Bandcamp and iTunes and Spotify, you have to do it all these days. So, yeah, we've got it all on there. YouTube as well, can't forget that.
Yeah, sure. Would you like to sing something else for us?
Yeah, sure. I might just take it down for a song. Mm-hmm. And this song is also the album title. It's it's actually two poems my grandfather wrote years and years ago. And he recently gave me a whole bunch of his poems and I was going through them and I had this piece of music that I just didn't know what to write on top of, and these two poems that he had written fit perfectly with it. And I just love the lyrics of this song and just the whole, well, it's called The Pessimist and the Optimist, you know, and it just shows or explains, you know, there's always two ways to look at things and it's always better to be the optimist, you know, let's be honest.
I believe you are the optimist. I see it from your smile.
I try to be, yeah. So it's really special and I got to play it for him actually one of our earlier gigs for his birthday. So that was great and he teared up a little bit. So it's
so this is very exclusive. It's a beautiful, for 4ZZZ.
It is. This is very exclusive. I've never played it live in a studio before. So it's
and what happened when he heard? You said he teared up.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he loved it. Then he kind of followed that up with I better be getting paid for this. He wants some of the cut. But who knows? Maybe, you know, the song will be a hit and he'll get that return.
Do you want to say hello to him now?
Hello, Pop. Love you. I'll record a copy of this and bring it over. I sit here and ponder, it surely makes you wonder, is life worth the struggle? Among this human rubble, is it worth the grind to attain peace of mind? The pleasures that we get, worth the grind and grit? As you can surely see, these things can never be. No matter how hard you try, the knocks will make you cry. So give up this stupid fight, don't try with all your might. It isn't worth the pain, there's nothing to gain. 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 I sit here and ponder, it surely makes you wonder, is life worth the struggle? Among this human rubble, is it worth the grind to attain peace of mind? The pleasures that we get, worth the grind and grit? As you can surely see, these things can really be. For the harder that you try will make the devil cry. Don't give up this mighty fight, try and try with all your might. It's really worth the pain, there's everything to gain. 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 Thank you.
Wow. Oh, good. gosh. That was magical voice.
Thank you.
Of our local talent, Liam Bryant.
That song is called The Pessimist and the Optimist. Obviously, with The Pessimist being the first verse and then The Optimist the second. And it's also the name of our debut album as well.
Can't wait to hear all the songs from that album.
Yeah.
Really curious.
Yeah, there's quite a mix on there. So there's upbeat things and ambient things. There's even a couple of instrumentals, which we love to play. Well, the Handsome Devils actually love the instrumental song on the album. It's their favourite song. And I don't know what that's saying about my voice, but they told me that that's their favourite when I don't sing. So we'll see. Maybe album number two will have more instrumentals.
Yeah, your voice is so beautiful. Beautiful, warm.
Oh, thank you.
And, yeah.
Nice and husky today.
That's nice too.
Yeah.
And tell us, what's the audience reaction when you guys play?
Yeah, they love that song. I think that one always stands out, as well as the instrumental I just spoke about. We love, I guess we all love progressive music in this band, so everything that kind of takes you on a journey is what appeals to us and what we try to do when we write a song and also performing to people. So, but yeah, you need to kind of relate it all back to people who are there and involve and engage them as well. So we try to be as engaging as possible and although that normally ends up with me telling some really bad jokes.
So does your audience start to dance?
Yeah, we have an upbeat number on the album that we like to pull out when the crowd looks like it's about to start grooving. Mm. So yeah, it's always nice. It's a beautiful thing to watch when people are dancing to music. So especially when it's yours, that's always, yeah, it's great. Warms the heart.
Yeah, and I think it's nice when it's a slower music as well.
Because
we don't see people on the dance floor actually like dancing, you know.
Yeah It's
not just dancing to some upbeat song, but dancing to a slow dance.
Yeah
Nice to see couples on the floor.
Yeah, nice sway.
Yes.
A gentle sway.
Hidden talents.
Oh, other hidden talents. That's a tricky one. Well, I used to be quite the sportsman, but I tore my hamstring maybe about 10 years ago, and I've torn it since twice again. And actually, that was the point in which I gave up sport and said, I'm going to play guitar. And here we are now. So that became my new focus and passion after I couldn't do sport anymore. So music's great. Music's never hurt me. I've never pulled a hamstring playing a gig or broken any bones. Thank you, music.
Might hurt the fingers a bit.
Yeah, the calluses. Yeah, well, maybe a couple of months ago I was a bit silly in the kitchen cutting a corn cob, and I actually sliced the top of my pointer finger.
Oh, no.
Off, had to get 14 stitches in there, and couldn't play for a few weeks while it healed. But it seems to be working okay again, which I'm very thankful for. Not good.
Have to look after your artistic fingers.
You do. Don't, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, don't use a knife to cut a corn cob. Just break it in half with your hands. It's, yep. Not good.
And unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye to Liam.
I don't want to go. No.
But yeah, we'd like to have you back and next time have a longer chat with you.
Yes. Thank you, Billy. This has been great. The boys will be a bit jealous they weren't here with me today, but I'll send them a copy.
Or can you bring them in next time?
That's true, actually. Yeah. Yes. And that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. I think we can squeeze in here, definitely.
Sure, if we can have all band.
Oh, yes. Yeah, might be a bit loud, but that's okay.
Playing live and having fun.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Brian.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Please remind us on Friday.
Oh,
at Foundry, what time?
Yeah, so doors open at 8. Opening the night, we've got Bart Thrupp, then followed by Alex and Beck Crook and Shane Starkey Band with us to follow at 11 o'clock. So, yeah, doors at 8. And, if you are keen to get tickets beforehand, we've got a special offer as well through Oztic. So, 2 for 1. So, get amongst that. If not, see you there.
Make sure you don't miss
this Friday night. Don't miss it.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
See you soon. Thank you. Bye.